Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. It's so nice to have you here once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. So glad you decided to spend a little bit of your day with me, and you'll be rewarded with some great songs and great singers. And today we'll do that by playing the biggest hits from this weekend in 1944. Yeah, today our countdown is also our showcase feature, and we will commemorate the 82nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion of Normandy. So that's what's on the slate today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1944. And the band featured in our theme song, Seems Like Old Times, holds spot number 10 on the chart this week. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. It's Love, Love, Love.
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The mama is you and the papa is me. If your heart goes bumpity bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety knock,
it's love, love, love.
If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
Imagining a cozy flat, complete with running dog and cat. Imagine having running dog and cat, and we will have welcome on top of the mat. If your heart goes bumpity bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety knock,
it's love, love, love.
If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
coming off the charts after spending 2 weeks at number one here in 1944, that's Guy Lombardo. It's Love, Love, Love. Record number 10 on the Billboard sales chart this week, that was Skip Nelson on the vocals, formerly with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Skip had to find a new gig when Miller enlisted and formed the Army Air Force Band. Well, of course, the war is the big story here this week in 1944. Back in early May, Soviet troops completely drove the German forces out of the Ukrainian city of Sevastopol, and the Red Army had liberated Crimea. Then just a few days ago, the Soviets launched a new offensive against Finland, with the intent of defeating the Finns before heading off to Berlin. Meanwhile, to the Pacific, on May 17th, U.S. troops land on Wake Island and the northern coast of New Guinea. 10 days later, 12,000 American troops land on Biak. General Douglas MacArthur says this marks the strategic end of the New Guinea campaign. And good news is coming from Italy. On May 18th, Germany evacuated Monte Cassino, and Allied forces take the stronghold after a struggle that claimed 20,000 lives. And this weekend, Rome is liberated. It's the first Axis capital to fall. President Roosevelt made the announcement on radio.
My friends, yesterday, on June 4th, 1944, Rome fell to American and Allied troops. The first of the Axis capitals is now in our hands. One up and two to go. Our victory comes at an excellent time. While our allied forces are poised for another strike at Western Europe, and while the armies of other Nazi soldiers nervously await our assault. And in the meantime, our gallant Russian allies continue to make their power felt more and more.
The Allies take Rome this weekend in 1944. Now, of course, there have been lots of records made about the war, including the men and women serving. And one of those was at number 9. Here's Louis Jordan and his Tempani Five and the G.I. Jive.
PFC to CPL, SGT the LT, CP the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot, after you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read, if you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the MP makes you KP on the QT. It's just a G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. All your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're PFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you KP on the QT. Then you go to sleep before you count to five, but when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the G.I. Jive.
That's 35-year-old Brinkley, Arkansas native Louis Jordan with his Tempani Five and the G.I. Jive at number 9 this weekend, 1944. It was climbing up the sales chart to a peak of number 3, but it would reach number 1 for 2 weeks on the jukebox chart. And it was a 5-week topper on the Harlem Hit Parade. Now, the song was written by Johnny Mercer, who released his own recording in January. It didn't quite make the top 10, but it was also a number 1 on the Harlem chart. Well, here's a bonus record from this weekend in 1944, another war-themed song, but this one's based on the home front. This is Ella Mae Morse, Fussing at the Milkman.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. So, Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing ship all night. Turning out my quota. All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod. Gotta catch myself some righteous nod. So, Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, stop that grade A riot. Cut out if you can't lullaby it. Oh, Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bomber. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I got to catch my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. The river to rock. Don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it, but I can't keep punching with the victory crew when you're making me punch you with that bottle moo. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, bud, with that milk mirage, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. All day working on a bomber. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I got to catch my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
Plants were operating around the clock during the war, so you gotta keep in mind there's some odd sleeping schedules, so let's keep it down to a dull roar, okay? And explaining it was Ella Mae Morse, Milkman, Keep Those Bottles Quiet, along with the Dick Walters Orchestra. That would hit number 7 for the 19-year-old Morse out of Mansfield, Texas. Well, let's get back to the chart from this week, 82 years ago. Here's Perry Como at number 8.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Long ago,
so long ago and far away, so long ago, so long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last.
Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago, so long ago,
Perry Como at number 8 this weekend in 1944, Long Ago and Far Away. An a cappella recording with a mixed chorus. because the musician strike is still going on against some of the record companies. Victor and Columbia haven't come to terms yet, and Perry Como's on Victor. But even without orchestration, that's his first top 10 record. At its peak this week at number 8 for the 32-year-old from Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. And on the radio this year, the fifth War Bond Drive is coming up in the next couple of weeks, and each of the networks will have a day of its own. There's even a day set aside for the independent stations. Well, I read in the trade papers that Ozzie Nelson and his wife Harriet Hilliard are set for their own sitcom in the fall. Meanwhile, this season's schedule is winding down. Shows have either finished up their run or are just about to. And the ratings are in for the season. The top show during the afternoon, When a Girl Marries on NBC Monday through Friday at 5 Eastern. That's followed by Portia Faces Life. Other daytime favorites, Backstage Wife, Big Sister, The Right to Happiness, Kate Smith Speaks at Noon, Breakfast with Brenneman at 11. And in the afternoons, the kids get Dick Tracy and Jack Armstrong. Biggest winner on the weekends, The Shadow, of course. There's also the Westinghouse program with John Charles Thomas, the Prudential Family Hour, and Andre Kostolanyc's orchestra with The Pause That Refreshes, sponsored, of course, by Coca-Cola. Then in primetime, NBC dominates the ratings, with shows like Mr. and Mrs. North, Bob Burns, the Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby. And NBC has the top 10, with many of them named here.
Don, since you brought up the subject yourself, tell me, who is there in radio that gets more laughs than I do?
Well, there's Bob Hope, Fibber McGee and Molly, Red Skelton, Burns and Allen, Jimmy Durante, Abbott and Costello, Groucho Marx, and Eddie Cantor.
I mean besides them.
Jack Benny, one of our radio favorites here in 1944. And by the way, Fibber McGee and Molly were number one. And on the radio this year, we were hearing more about this new trio led by Nat King Cole. This was their latest.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
That's the trio led by 27-year-old Nat King Cole. Straighten up and fly right. It was a tune based on a black folk tale that Cole's father, a preacher, had used as a theme for one of his sermons. And Nat King Cole has turned that Sunday morning message into a big hit song. It would get to number 9 on the pop chart, but it's in the midst of a 10-week run atop the Harlem Hit Parade. It's also number 1 on the Jukebox Hillbilly Record Survey. And the future looks bright for the King Cole Trio, with Nat on piano, Oscar Moore guitar, and Wesley Prince on bass. It's one of the hits from June of 1944, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have dedicated our entire show to the first weekend of June in 1944. And this tune was just debuting on the charts. It's Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, amor. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word that I love to hear. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de mí de la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma. Sentir que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que tus besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, mi amor. Nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, mi amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Here's Andy Russell with Amor. That was brand new this week in 1944. He was accompanied by the Al Sack Orchestra, and that would rise to number 5 on the countdown. Well, let's head to the grocery store here in June of 44, see what the wartime prices were like. Well, milk was about 15 cents a quart, but you probably had that delivered. A loaf of bread, 8 cents. Coffee was 29 cents a pound. A 5-pound package of flour was 29 cents. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, a 6-ounce package, I see advertised for 4.5 cents. I don't know how that worked, but that's what it says in the ad. Bacon is 41 cents a pound. T-bone steak, 43 cents a pound. Hamburger, 27 cents a pound. 10 cents for grits. Tomatoes were 17 cents a pound. Oranges, 32 cents for a 5-pound bag. And Cuban pineapples were 15 cents a pound. The large container of Ovaltine was 65 cents. Scott paper towels, 10 cents. And Woodbury's facial soap, 3 bars for 23 cents.
Have you noticed how many lovely Woodbury Debs are middle aisling it these days? One of the loveliest is Martha Janey Baker of Toledo. Janey became Mrs. Charles L. Willoughby at a fashionable wedding at the Lombardy in New York. Now a brand new Air Force wife, she writes,
"To keep him saying those nice things about my complexion, I always take my daily Woodbury facial cocktail. How I look forward to it at the end of each busy day. It gives me a new lease on love."
You can care for your complexion exactly the way glamorous Janey does, like this. First, she pins up her brown curls safely out of the way. Then she works up a thick, creamy lather of Woodbury soap on her face cloth. Now she buries her face in its warm fragrance. Massaging gently, she works it well up to her hairline, down over her throat, and around to the back of her neck. Next, she rinses thoroughly with clear, warm water. Then, with fresh, cold water, she gives a final bracing rinse. As she says, it gives her a new lease on love. Try it. Ask for Woodbury, W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, Woodbury, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Ben Grauer, the announcer there for Woodbury Soap, the sponsor of Mr. and Mrs. North on radio. Hey, over on the Armed Forces Radio Network, they had a show called One Night Stand. These were 30-minute remote broadcasts featuring the big bands from various locations all over the country. The show this week came from Jansen Beach in Portland, Oregon, and it featured the Jan Garber Orchestra. And here, they play the Jersey Bounce. Jan Garber's orchestra doing the Jersey Bounce for One Night Stand from Jansen Beach Park in Portland, Oregon, this week in 1944. Well, glancing over at the jukebox survey this week, debuting at number 14 were the Mills Brothers.
You always heard the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
You always heard the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. Always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
That was the follow-up to Paper Doll for the Mills Brothers, You Always Hurt the One You Love, debuting at number 14 on the jukebox chart this week in 1944. It would climb to number 2 on that survey, but it would be a number 1 on the bestsellers chart for 5 weeks. We're remembering June of 44 on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, your host and man about town. Well, as we check out the big town here in early June of 1944, we see that on Broadway, Arsenic and Old Lace will be closing in a couple of weeks after 1,440 performances. Still going strong is Life with Father with 1,900 showings, and Angel Street now has more than 1,000 shows under its belt, and we can't leave out the Doe Girls, more than 600 performances there. Other plays to check out: Chicken Every Sunday, Decision, Othello with Paul Robeson, Over 21, Kiss and Tell, Tomorrow the World, The Two Mrs. Carrolls, and The Wallflower. And for musicals, there's Carmen Jones, Mexican Hayride, Oklahoma, One Touch of Venus, and The Ziegfeld Follies. Well, those were some of the big stage shows from late spring 1944. And there was a Broadway song at number 7 on the countdown this week, but it came from a flop. The 1938 production, Right This Way, had only 15 performances, even though it had a number of songs written by Sammy Fain and Irving Cahall, such as I Can Dream, Can't I, and I'll Be Seeing You. And doing the latter tune here is the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra.
And when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
A 1940 recording by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra and re-released here in 44 because of the recording ban, which I mentioned earlier. I'll Be Seeing You was at number 7 this weekend on the Billboard sales chart. It peaked at number 4 and would be the last hit record for Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey. And now it's movie time from this weekend in 1944. Well, as we get settled into our seats, first the short subjects, the Three Stooges' latest, The Yoke's on Me. Mo, Larry, and Curly are rejected by the Army, so they do their part by becoming farmers. A new Disney cartoon, Commando Duck. Donald is ordered to wipe out a Japanese airfield. And from Warner Brothers, there's Duck Soup to Nuts. Daffy keeps escaping from Hunter Porky Pig.
Maybe you'll be interested in a little phrenology, which is by no means the least of my many accomplishments.
What do you mean, what you said?
Why, that means I can tell your future by feeling the bumps on your head.
But I have no bumps on my head.
You have now, chubby!
A couple of very good war documentaries, The Memphis Belle and With the Marines at Tarawa. And then the main features, The Hitler Gang, a good biography there starring Robert Watson. There's The Hour Before Dawn, French O'Tone and Veronica Lake. And there's Gaslight with Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer.
Put your present to me, your mother's brooch, and I wanted to wear it always. I don't remember opening my bag. Well, I suppose I must have... You did put it in there.
Don't you even remember that?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. Well, suddenly I'm beginning not to trust my memory at all.
Also showing The Adventures of Mark Twain with Frederick March and Alexa Smith. There's Up in Arms with Danny Kaye and Dinah Shore. Cover Girl has Rita Hayworth and Gene Kelly. And there's Bing Crosby and Going My Way. And it's a good year for Bing in movies, radio, and music. He's got 3 records on the top 10 this week, including at number 6, San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm packing my grill, and I'm leaving today. 'Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Staten. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Thank you.
hesitating. She's gonna be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, Caravarefd. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Number six this weekend, 1944, Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra in San Fernando Valley. Moving down after spending 5 weeks at number one on the jukebox chart. And now let's check on sports from 82 years ago. In baseball, it's St. Louis leading both leagues. The Cardinals are up 5.5 over the Pirates in the National League. And in the junior circuit, the Browns have a 1.5-game lead on the Red Sox. But it's tight all the way. The Senators in last place are just 4.5 back. And the two St. Louis squads would go on to win the pennant, with the Cardinals beating the Browns in the World Series 4-2. Well, the Cardinals set a National League record this weekend for double plays and a doubleheader as they turned 9 in a Sunday sweep of Cincinnati. The day before, the Reds sent to the mound Joe Nuxhall. At 15 years and 10 months, he's the youngest player in the 20th century. He only lasts two-thirds of an inning in an 18-0 loss, gives up 2 hits and issues 5 walks before being pulled. Well, the war didn't stop the NHL. Montreal dominated hockey this season with a mark of 38-5-7. They beat Toronto 4-1 in the semis, then swept Chicago for the Stanley Cup. Rocket Richard was the star. The horses are still running. Pensive won the Kentucky Derby in Preakness and led down the stretch of the Belmont when Bounding Home came out of nowhere to win by a half length. And this week at the Western Conference Track and Field Championships, University of Michigan's Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch took third place in the broad jump, then drove 160 miles to Bloomington, Indiana, to pitch the Wolverines to a win over the Hoosiers. That's a glance at sports this weekend, 1944. And a bonus record a little further down the charts, it's Glenn Gray and his Casalomo Orchestra, with Eugenie Baird at the microphone, Suddenly It's Spring.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. Look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Why do you keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring.
Suddenly, it's free.
someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly it's free.
Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke song, Suddenly It's Spring, from Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Orchestra featuring Eugenie Baird at the microphone. That was outside the top 10 this weekend in 1944. It would peak at number 12. But it was part of the soundtrack of June 75 years ago, which we're listening to today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our stroll down memory lane has us on the path marked June 1944. Now, this next record had already come off the sales chart, but it was still getting nickels in the jukeboxes. It's the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with Kitty Callan, When They Ask About You.
I wish that I'd stayed in. It's always the same routine. When I go for a walk and meet old friends we knew, we sit around and just talk. Then they ask about you. What's the good if I say that you and I are through? I tell them you're away. When they ask about you, they wonder where we've been. And why we never call, I take it on the chin until the teardrops fall. They don't mean to be smart, but if they only knew, they're stepping on my heart. When they ask about you, when they ask about you, when they ask about you.
For the vocals from Kitty Callan, that's the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, When They Ask About You. Number 8 on the jukebox survey this week in 1944, one off of its high, and it peaked at number 4 on the sales countdown. And Jimmy didn't have another tune get that high again until his surprise hit in 1957, So Rare, which made it to number 2. And that'll take us to intermission. We'll get a break and come right back with more from this week in 1944 on Seems Like Old Times.